You talked about cryo and radio frequency ablation. Can you kind of compare those techniques?
Both obviously operate on the extreme of temperature. Cryo was really the first one on the scene as far as treatment of hepatic metastases. Really has fallen, disfavor. It's a very effective treatment, but it has some serious potential morbidities. The patients require really close attention to maintaining adequate fluid volume and urine output to the point of alkalizing the urine to keep a high urine output for 24 hours, placement in an intensive care unit. So if proper attention is paid to that, they do fine. Also, the involvement, the equipment, the expenses are incredibly greater with the cryo. As compared to radiofrequency ablation, again, high extreme boiling temperatures, but the morbidities aren't the same as we see in the cryo. The structures within the liver, whether the artery or vein, both tolerate extreme temperatures, and likewise the bile ducts do not in either extreme temperature. Radiofrequency ablation can be done percutaneously, patient goes home that afternoon. So it's much better tolerated. I think the burning doesn't release as many toxins into the bloodstream. You don't get, a septic picture as sometimes you can get with cryoablation.
Any sort of pitfalls in either one of those techniques?
It's the adequacy of the ablation. The tumors are never completely spherical, and the imaging tends to be sometimes a little challenging, and also proximity to blood vessels. But the imaging, one advantage cryo does have is most of these tumors, you have to destroy the tumor as well as a rim of normal tissue. In doing that, you have to treat it several times. Cryo, you can treat one quadrant of the tumor, and then that thaws, and as you go on to treat the other quadrant of the tumor, you can still see where you were at one point. Radiofrequency ablation, 5 to 10 minutes after you've stopped one treatment and gone on to another, you really have a hard time identifying, where have I been? I explain that only in the context of sometimes the risk is that you're going to not adequately treat the tumor. Proximity to blood vessels still remains a problem. Either extreme, if you're talking about radiofrequency ablation, the blood going through the blood vessels, if it's close enough, acts as a cold sink. Clearly, it's a lot less than the target temperature, the cytotoxic temperature. Conversely, cryoablation, it's a heat sink. It's sucking away that cold. You don't get to the cytotoxic levels.